Dr. Olinger, do you think that there are times when people who know Christ as Savior, there are times that many Christians maybe panic about things, and sometimes maybe they think that they ought to be panicked or freaking out. But biblically speaking, does the Bible give us permission, I guess you could say, if we truly believe the Word of God, does it give us permission to believe in a sovereign God and still panic?
Never. Absolutely never. The Lord is our shepherd. God is faithful. He's not going to fail in his promises to us or his plans for us. Now, that doesn't mean that everything's going to be great. Historically, Christians have been persecuted far more than American Christians are currently being persecuted today. Some of them have gone all the way to death. But God is still God, and his plans for us are good, and I'm going to trust him. I don't see any other course of action. Now, I think we ought to be stewards in our service of him, stewards of our times. We need to be aware of what's going on. I appreciate the work of this ministry in doing that. We need to exercise our rights under the Constitution to effect appropriate change insofar as the law allows. But I don't think there's any reason for us to be afraid. And there's certainly no reason for us to be agitated to the point where we look like, as people of God, we're responding to the exigencies of our day in the same way the lost are.